You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Dunoon spoke with White Ribbon New Zealand's manager Rob McCann at the national branch of an international organisation dealing with ending male domestic violence. White Ribbon commissioned some remarkable research on prevalent male stereotypes in Aotearoa and the contributing factor to exceptionally high rates of domestic violence here. Dunoon starts by asking more details about White Ribbon, how they operate and how Rob is key to the organisation.
So White Ribbon is an international campaign that is about ending men's violence towards women. And in New Zealand, we run that campaign all throughout the year with a special focus on November and on White Ribbon Day, which is November the 25th. So this year we're focusing on asking people to challenge those unspoken rules, such as boys don't cry, or people should man up or toughen up, harden up, things like that that help create unhealthy masculinity. So we're really trying to get to a point where we're starting to undermine those things that help create men who aren't able to deal with their emotions or aren't able to express themselves and effectively take part in what we call respectful relationships, which is a protection against violence. So that's a little of what we do.
Oh yes, that sounds very good. So are you saying there's a strong correlation between domestic violence and people, men being conditioned towards these stereotypes?
Yeah, so what we know is that violence is not just about people getting angry. That's often what we think when we look at anger. But actually, it's about people using power and control in relationships. So we're not talking about when everyday people have an argument and behave in a bad manner. We're talking about when people use violence, whether it's physical or psychological, on a day-in, day-out basis to control their partner and get what they want. And what we find is that that is behavior that's often learned. We can learn it from our parents, through society, through our friends and our colleagues. And that type of behaviour helps to create young men that really struggle to have those respectful relationships because they've learnt by watching a parent or whatever it is, they've learnt that they can get what they want by behaving in this way and using violence. So that is one of the things that we're trying to undo by this campaign, getting people to realise that using those old clichés like harden up are really, really hurtful and don't help to create young men that are going to function well in relationships.
All right, so how would a man that has noticed they've had these tendencies reparent themselves or uncondition themselves towards a more healthier form of masculinity?
That's a really good question. And the first thing is probably talking to other men and other people in your life so they can start to unpack that for you. Because the reality is this is not something that as men we're very good at talking about. So you'll find that there'll be plenty of your mates, plenty of your friends who haven't lived that particular life, and they'll be able to help you out. If your problem is more serious, then you need to go online and look up a course where you can go through anger management and go through a course that helps you understand those feelings and behaviours and what's driving them, what's unacceptable.
I see. I also know New Zealand has the highest male suicide rate, I believe, in the developed world. Do you feel like some of that is due to us not being able to unpack our feelings, that conditioning you talked about hardening up, which really stifles our ability to reach out?
There's absolutely no doubt that what we're talking about is really unhealthy for men. The links between suicide and this type of thing, you're going to have to talk to people who are experts in that area. But there's no doubt that it's really unhealthy for men not to be able to express their feelings and unpack these emotions. If you bottle them up, if you think that you're alone in the world, those things are very, very hard on your own mental health. There's absolutely no doubt about that. And we are, and unfortunately we have a record here, we have the highest rate of reported violence towards women in the developed world. So there is something seriously wrong in our country that we need to undo before we get better.
In your opinion, what do you think the root of this is? Where do you think this strong conditioning comes from, because I know New Zealand, we like to promote ourselves as quite open, welcoming and accepting as a society.
Well, look, I'm not a young man anymore. I turned 50 this year, and I know that when I grew up, my dad didn't hug me as much as, you know, I hug my kids, because it wasn't the dumb thing to do. We were conditioned as young boys to hold our emotions in, and men tended to be less emotional than hopefully our young men are today. I know that when I watched rugby as a young boy, our All Blacks didn't cry or show emotion. If their testicle was pulled out, they kept playing. If their arm was broken, they kept playing. And you didn't show any pain or any hurt. Those things were all around us. Men had to be tough and strong, and stoic was a big word from my generation. And all of that stuff is incredibly unhelpful. And we also had a terrible culture within New Zealand of excess and drinking, which probably didn't help home lives back in the day. And as a country, you know, you only have to go back just over 100 years and women didn't have the vote. At various times, there was not rape within marriage. So as a, you know, our laws treated women as property. So there are a lot of attitudes that we as a country have to get rid of, and the law changes have helped drive some of that, but so have attitudinal changes around how we view women. And obviously we should be viewing them as equals and our partners rather than property or things that we should control. And those attitudes still exist, unfortunately.
I'm quite curious, what does healthy masculinity look like? Because when I associate the idea of masculinity, I associate it with dominant role models and those traditional figures you talked about. So I'm very curious how a healthy masculine man looks like, that's in touch with his emotions and is able to communicate without resorting to violence and stuff.
I actually think you started to describe it right there, as in touch with their emotions. So healthy masculinity should be about being kind and empathetic, finding peaceful resolutions to problems. It's about being confident in who you are, not what society suddenly wants you to be from an advert or a stereotype. So you should be able to express emotions, whether it's joy or sadness. You should be able to enjoy a whole range of activities, from, you know, what we were once expected to enjoy, just cricket and rugby, to also cooking, dancing, gardening, or anything else that you think you enjoy. That's part of healthy masculinity, being confident in yourself to be all of those things and being loving and kind.
Have the rates of domestic violence in New Zealand begun to decrease? Because just based off my layman understanding, I feel as though our masculine figures have adapted a bit. They've become more receptive towards these ideas.
One of the key things there is the more that a behaviour becomes unacceptable, the more people are likely to say, look, I'm not going to put up with that and report it. The more our police are trusted in the areas of domestic violence and now sexual violence, the more people are likely to go and report those crimes. So no, I'm not going to suggest or even think that the rates of family violence or sexual violence are going to go down in the near future. Because campaigns like us and It's Not Okay and the work that Women's Refuge and Shine and everyone does is probably going to drive up those rates as more and more people go, this behaviour is unacceptable. I mean, it's commonly accepted at the moment that only around 20% of family violence is actually reported. So if we're starting to scratch that other 80%, I think we're likely to see family violence increase. And there's another thing here we haven't touched on at all, is that when I grew up, one of the things that perhaps wasn't healthy was pornography, which might have been a magazine under the bed. But for the generations coming through now, there is full-on access to pornography everywhere on every device, and it's freely available. And while it might have been unhealthy in my day, say, it is now very unhealthy because a lot of young men don't understand that it isn't real, that that is not how you should treat a woman. And we're seeing more and more sexual violence and violence involved in those videos and images, which leads young men to think that's normal behaviour and that's what they should be doing, and young women to go, oh, that's the way of the world and that's what I have to put up with. It's very, very unhealthy stuff, and we're seeing surveys that we haven't been able to conduct in New Zealand where there are more excuses for rape culture and the attitudes that go with it in Australia. And there's no research that proves it, but one conclusion is that the negative pressures of this new aspect of society are actually increasing the amount of violence that's out there and potential for violence.
So despite that there's social progress, we're still sort of bombarded by these very unbalanced power dynamics and pornography and media and our role models, and that sort of offsets the progress we're having at the individual level. So at the cultural level, our society is still quite patriarchal and quite, I suppose, violent in that way.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement. It's very hard to prove, and apologies, I'm in an airport at the moment, making a few messages. I think it's really hard to statistically prove any of that, but if you were looking around for a conclusion, I think you've hit the nail on the head.
I see. Rob, thank you so much for giving your time. Just for a last note, can you give me some more information about White Ribbon Day and how somebody that might want to take part can take part?
Absolutely. Head on over to our website, www.whiteribbon.org.nz, and you'll find that all our resources are freely available. So there are videos on actions that you can take. There are also written documents called the Toolbox, which show you how to do a whole range of different things, whether it's have those conversations with your children about pornography, or when to talk about respectful relationships, or how to intervene in someone's violence. It's all there on our website, or you can head on to the website and go to the shop and purchase a white ribbon or something like that. Or you can actually even take a step further. If you're in a business, you can become white ribbon accredited. It doesn't cost anything. It's about getting businesses involved. Or you can become a White Ribbon Ambassador and go through an online course and help us promote these messages in your community.
That was Rob McCann. Between 33 to 39% of Kiwi women will experience domestic and or sexual violence in New Zealand. White Ribbon hopes to support more research into the broader framework of gender constructions in Aotearoa to help understand the prevalence of violence.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.